The Naughtiest Unicorn at Sports Day, written by Pip Bird and read by Carly Spear. Back to Unicorn School. Mira Desai had been in the kitchen since 5 a.m. doing her homework. Usually, this would be a very strange thing to do, but Mira's homework was for Unicorn School and was much more fun than normal homework, so she wanted to spend every spare moment she had on it. The pupils had been asked to make a present for their unicorn, and Mira had thought of the perfect present for her unicorn, Dave. She was making him a lunchbox. Dave loved lunch. And breakfast. And dinner. Dave wasn't everyone's idea of the perfect unicorn. And he wasn't what Mira had been expecting when she dreamed of going to unicorn school. He was plump, with stumpy little legs, and a mane like straw that stuck up in all directions. And Dave was a bit naughty. And lazy. And greedy. But no one could make Mira laugh like Dave could. And he was her UBFF, unicorn best friend forever. Nothing could change that. Right now, she was decorating the special lunchbox with pictures of all the fun they'd had on their last trip at unicorn school. Mira was just writing Dave's name in glitter when her sister Rani joined her in the kitchen. Rani was 2 years older than Mira and also went to unicorn school. She was in class yellow, while Mira was in class red. The classes went up through all the colours of the rainbow. Rani's unicorn was called Angelica, and Rani always went on about how special and sparkly she was, and how they won loads of medals. Rani laid a piece of paper on the table and put her fluffy pencil case next to it. She was making a poster to go on Angelica's stable door. She started carefully drawing her unicorn with a gel pen. "I'm just drawing a picture of the time Angelica and I won 3 medals in 1 day," Rani announced. Mira looked at the side of the lunchbox. She had stuck on a picture of the time Dave had eaten 3 cakes in 1 minute. "What's that?" said Rani, leaning over. "It looks like a blob eating some other blobs. And why have you drawn a rat?" "That's me," said Mira, crossly. Rani went on. "It's actually easier for you, you know. Everyone is so jealous of me having a perfect unicorn like Angelica. But no one would want your unicorn. Everyone knows he's the naughtiest, rubbishest unicorn in the world." Mira shook her head. Rani had no idea about the adventures she'd had with Dave. They'd made it all the way through the fearsome forest and performed a daring rescue on the mystical danger cliff. Mira turned to her sister. "Rubbishest isn't a word," she said. They kept drawing in silence. A bit later, Mira and Rani's mum and dad came down.
"It's so wonderful that they have this experience to share," said Dad.
Then Mira grabbed Rani's pink gel pen and Rani put Mira in a headlock, and so Mum had to separate them. She told them to get their bags and get in the car. It was time to go back to unicorn school.